Well, Brother and Sister Nora, that was awesome. Hallelujah. Well, I always like to start out like this. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. I'm glad that I'm part of the body of Christ. Amen. And that's what I like about that church. Me and my wife, we visited, I don't know, I guess about 3 months ago now. But we love this church because it's a body, amen. It's not just one or two doing it all, you know. You see that a lot nowadays. But this is a body, and we're glad to be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. And I got to, this kind of goes along with some of them songs. And I love that song you sing, and I know that was the Holy Spirit because that goes right along with my message. The message is pressing on towards the high mark of the calling in Christ Jesus, amen. Paul said, I put these things behind and press on towards the mark of the high calling. We're going to read that scripture. But I got a question for you. What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Oh, precious. I'm not a singer, but listen to the word. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Brother North said it this morning. Greater is He that's in me in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you, depression has to leave in the name of Jesus. Sickness has to leave in the name of Jesus. Poverty has to go in the name of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Woo! Don't do that too much, brother. You have me up here dancing. Woo! I tell you, I was radically saved. I'm going to radically serve God. Amen. Woo! He took the pain. Oh, He took those stripes upon His back. He took them thorns upon His head for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make a profound theological statement here. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. I hope the kids in the back can hear that. For I am weak, but He is strong. Red and yellow, black and white, we are precious in His sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I got to obey the Lord here. We was praising. We was worshiping God. And I've done a lot of things on the pulpit. I've been preaching, I don't know, 20, 30 years now. And I've laughed upon the pulpit and I've danced. But the Lord says, take off your shoes. We're standing on holy ground. Glad I wear Skechers slip-ins. Amen. I better set these over here. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, you're standing on holy ground. This ground is holy ground. Amen. I don't know when this church started, but this is holy ground. People are going to come in and feel the power of God, and they do feel the power of God. People are going to come running down to these altars and give their lives to God. People are going to come down running. What must I do to be saved? Pastor, you've obeyed God. You've made, oh God, through it all. You've been through a lot, but you got a heart for the people. This man, you don't know what this man's been through. But it's all because of Jesus, amen. And He loves people, and He loves people to be saved and set free. And we're going to see it, amen, over and over and over again, because we are standing on holy ground. I know that the New Testament, we are temples of the Holy Ghost. But God sanctifies bodies and God sanctifies people. And this ground is called to bring Alvarado to salvation. Amen. Not just Alvarado. But we got this outreach coming up. We're going to see a lot of people come to the kingdom because of that. A lot of people. A lot of people, they need those turkeys. They wouldn't have a Thanksgiving without these turkeys. Amen. A lot of them couldn't afford it. A lot of them was going to have beans and cornbread. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're going to see the love. Amen.
Yes, they are.
For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. He gave. Love's not just a I love you. It's an action. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hey, the world needs to hear that. Amen. Can I tell you, the Lord was showing me while we were sitting here, college kids and those even in high school, like juniors and seniors, they're thirsty. They're hungry. They want to know the truth. They've been fed so many lies and seen so. They want to know the truth. And we know the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. They want to know the truth. Charlie Kirk, he gave his life. But millions are going to come to Jesus because of the price he paid. Amen. And I know he left behind a family. And I know it's a tragedy. But many, many are going to come to the Lord. Many young people. You know, he debated with the college students. And like I said, they are hungry. They are thirsty. We're going to see many of them in here. Amen. Come here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our text is going to be Romans 8. The book of Romans 8 and 28. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to start with 8 and 28. Well, the Lord has been doing a little different with me. You know, he was showing me about, remember Elijah when he slew the prophets? You know, when he had the big contest with all those Baal worshipers? And he called down fire, and the fire, you know, lit up the water and the altar and the sacrifice. But he ran from Jezebel, and while he was running, the Lord put him up in a cave, and it says there was a big wind. There was a fire. There was a, I think it's like an earthquake. But he wasn't in that. He was in the still small voice. Amen. He's in the still small voice. It's very, very important that we take time, not just to pray and read, but to listen for that still small voice. Amen. My daddy used to say, are you listening? Are you listening to what I'm trying to tell you? We got to be listening, amen. Amen. Listening to the voice of God. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I like to run. I like to shout. I like to dance as good as anybody. But we need to be led by that still, small voice, amen. By the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God this morning?
Yes.
I know you do. I can feel it. Amen. I can't leave this out. I was about to run off and leave this out. Pastor Marshall, last Sunday, I believe it was, he asked me to bring the word. And as soon as he did, I felt the anointing. And I said, yeah. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to preach the word of God. Amen. But then when I came in, Michelle and her daughter, her granddaughter, they grabbed me and they started praying. I was like, I almost fell down. And I thank God, you know, for a praying, believing church. Again, keep praying. Pray for this outreach on Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We've been reading the book of John. Whew. Oh, man. The woman at the well, been married, what, 5 times? Did Jesus judge her? Did he put her down? He said, God is spirit, and they must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we read last week where they caught a lady in adultery. Said, the law says we should stone her, but Jesus said, I condemn thee not. We're going to see people like that, amen. I was a people like that, amen. Praise God. We're going to see God move, amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We all have a calling and we all have a purpose. God told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were, while you were in your mother's womb. He knew each and every one of us why? Before we were in our mother's womb. Amen. He knew us before we were born, and he has a calling on each and one of us. And no, not everybody's a pulpit preacher, not everybody's a pastor, but we can all preach the gospel. Amen. We can all at least live the gospel. Amen. Because actions speak louder than words. Amen. You can tell me you love me all day, but you treat me bad. Hey, you know, what good is that doing? Amen. Oh, I love you, but I ain't going to cook for you. I ain't going to clean for you. I ain't going to do nothing for you, you know. And I'm not saying you have to do those things. I'm just making a point, amen. Because I cook, I clean. My wife will tell you, I run things around my house. I run the lawnmower, the dishwasher, the washing machine, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise you. And we know that all things. And you might say, well, Brother Roy, I went through some things that weren't so good, you know. He didn't say all things were good. He said he would make them good. Amen. Amen. And I like my wife sometime to give her testimony. Man, she'd been through some things that a lot of people couldn't make it through. But God turned it around, amen. But God, amen. God, I'm telling somebody, the Lord said, God's going to turn it around, amen. God can turn it around. Anything, any situation looks impossible, God can turn it around, amen. My God can turn it around, hallelujah. When I was studying for this, the Holy Spirit showed me, remember the children of Israel, God brought them out of bitter bondage. You know, they'd been in bondage for like 430 years. And after the Passover, Pharaoh said, go, get out of my sight. But while they were going, while they were leaving, Pharaoh changed his mind. And they were at the Red Sea. They had their enemy behind them, the sea in front of them, and they were crying out. What happened? God split the Red Sea. Amen. God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. And he told them, the enemy you see today, you will see no more forever. Amen. But all things work together for good. We go through things. We've been through things. But why do we go through those things? To help others that go through those things. Amen. It's like I told my wife one time. I said, you're not the only one that went through things, amen. We're in this world. There's going to be tribulation in the world. Jesus said that in John 16:33. But I've overcome the world, amen. And we can overcome and do overcome through Jesus Christ, amen. As we said earlier, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But we go through things. We go through rejection, whatever it is, you know, sickness. But we go through, amen. And we help others that are going through, amen. We help them. We have compassion for them. We can tell, hug them, hey, I've been where you're at, and I'm not exaggerating, amen. Hey, I've been there. God can turn it around, amen. I've been there. God can change things. God does change things, amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, the devil will lie to you and say, oh, you have no purpose, you have no meaning. Yes, we do. We all have a purpose. That's to live for Christ Jesus, amen. And our purpose is to be like Christ. That's what a Christian means, to be Christ-like. That's our goal, is to be like Christ. I may not never get there, but I'm trying. I'm striving every day. Amen. I'm striving every day to be like Jesus, to love like Jesus did, to care the way Jesus cared. Amen. To lay down my life for others. Jesus said, I laid down my life. They didn't take it from him. He laid it down. And he took it back up again. Amen. On the third day. Sent back the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. God has a purpose. God has a purpose for this church and every member of this church. Amen. God has a purpose. God. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I just, you know, said we're called to be Christ-like, to be conformed to his image, to be conformed, to be transformed, to be changed daily into his image, to go from glory to glory or from level to level. There are levels in Christ, amen. You know, even if you're 60 years old, but you've never given your life to the Lord, and you give your life to the Lord, well, you're a babe in Christ, amen. Amen. That's why we have mature Christians, amen, to help them. To help them along, to pray with them, to comfort them, amen. Hallelujah. To be conformed to his image. His image. Hallelujah. John 14:12. This is Jesus, and we're in the book of John. Again, if you can make it, I understand people have jobs and have school and things going on. But we have different people doing the Bible study. It's been so good. It's really me. I love the book of John, always have, but I've been really studying in it since we started this, and I've gone way on ahead. I'm not through with John yet, but I'm getting pretty close. But Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And whatsoever, no limitations, amen. We put limitations on the Lord, but there's no limitations to God, amen. There's no limitations in God. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. We just prayed for Charlie's wife in Jesus' name, and I believe she's healed, amen. Paul says it this way. We know the Apostle Paul. We know that he wrote like half the New Testament. But that before he was converted, he was putting Christians in jail and in prison and torturing them and, you know, putting them to death. Yeah. But when he found Jesus on the road to Damascus, he was a changed man. Amen. Yeah. Just like we've been changed, amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, amen. Philippians 3:13, Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the high prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. I press towards the mark. That don't mean we're not going to have obstacles. Actually, Ephesians, what does it tell us? We're in a battle, amen, that we got to put on the whole armor of God. Can I tell you, America's in a battle. The church is in a battle. But we are victorious in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Well, we got to press on towards the mark. forgetting those things that are behind. It's behind. It's yesterday. I can't do nothing about yesterday, but I can do something about today and about tomorrow. Amen. Forgetting those things that are behind. I heard a preacher say his father had done many things, been in the military, and the devil was really on his back, you know, telling him all the things he'd done wrong and showing them to him. But the Lord spoke to him and said, "That's your past. Remember Satan of his future." Yeah. What's his future? He's going to be wrapped up in chains in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Where's it? Isaiah says they'll look upon him and say, "Is this the man? Is this the man?" You know, we have all power. We have all authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. Forgetting those things that were behind, I press towards the mark of the prize. There's a prize in serving Jesus. Amen. We're going to receive prizes in heaven or treasures in heaven or rewards in heaven, however you want to put it. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." Amen. We're going to have mansions. We're going to have crowns. I was reading this morning in the book of Revelations where the 24 elders were throwing their crowns at the feet of Jesus. Amen. We're going to throw our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Praise Him forever and ever and ever. I say this probably every time I get up here, but I want to see Jesus. Amen. I want to see Moses and Abraham, but most of all, I want to hug Jesus. Amen. But it might be like this song. Remember that song, I Can Only Imagine? You know, I can only imagine. To my knees will I fall, I can only imagine. I'll probably just sit at his feet and cry for 1,000 years, I don't know. But I press, and we're pressing, the church is pressing, we're in a war. We are entangled, but we can pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. There's strongholds in Alvarado, Texas, amen. We can pull them down. We can pull down the stronghold of addictions, of depression, of alcoholism. How? In the name of Jesus, amen. Praying in the name of Jesus, interceding in the Holy Spirit, amen. I don't do it a lot, but I have interceded. I interceded so loud one time my wife and dogs come running. And why, are you all right? I guess I was crying real. I don't know. And she's like, "Are you okay?" I said, I was praying. I said, "Yeah, I'm interceding for the church. Somebody's got to." She just started, shook her head and walked off. But we're called to intercede, amen. We're called to intercede for those addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to different things, amen. It's Wednesday night. I think it was last Wednesday. Whom the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Those things are behind. Alcohol's behind. Those things are behind. What's before me? Praying for the sick, preaching the gospel, amen. Laying hands on the sick and they shall recover, amen. I believe in laying on hands, amen. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, amen. And interceding in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians 6. I hadn't planned this, but I got to go by the leading. Yes, amen. Ephesians 6. It Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. There ain't nothing. I'm going to talk Texan to you. There ain't nothing God can't do. Amen. There ain't nothing God can't do. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. Amen. For we wrestle, this is 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We can pull down that spiritual wickedness in the name of Jesus. And there is spiritual wickedness, especially this time of year, this month, there's a lot going on. But we can pull that down in the name of Jesus. We can pray for those people to be saved and set free and delivered of all that. Amen. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. What is this? Was the truth? This word is truth. Amen. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. But having your loins girt about with truth, or with the word of God, having on the breastplate of righteousness, we are righteous and holy through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We have that breastplate where those arrows cannot penetrate. Amen. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Whew, hallelujah. I think that's what I love most about having a relationship with Jesus, is that peace. The peace that passes all understanding. All understanding. The peace of God. There's nothing like the peace of God. If you're... maybe looking on YouTube, you know. Alcohol cannot give you peace. Only Jesus can give you peace. Drugs, prescription drugs can't give you peace. But Jesus can give you peace. He can give you peace that passes all understanding. Verse 16. Above all, taking that shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He does shoot fiery darts. Oh, you're not going to be healed. Oh, they're not going to come to the Lord. No, by His stripes I am healed. Put that shield up there. My household shall be saved in the name of Jesus. My loved ones are coming to the Lord in the name of Jesus. You got to hold up that shield of faith. Amen. I'm going to be who God called me to be. I'm going to do what God called me to do. Amen. I'm going to live this life. I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to be a disciple of Christ. I'm going to read His word and follow Him. Amen. Put on that shield of faith. Or put it up. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Sword of the Spirit. Wouldn't be much of a warrior without a sword, amen. Today it's a gun, but back then it was a sword, amen. They didn't have firearms back then. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When Jesus was being tempted, what did He say? It is written. It is written. Every time Satan tried to tempt Him, it is written. It is written. We got to know this word of God, amen. Praying always, amen, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, for all the saints, for each other. And again, that's again, I love this body. It's a praying body, amen. The ladies prayed for me this morning, And I could feel it. I could feel the prayers right now. Amen. Yes. Through prayer, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, we're going to overcome. Amen. And I know y'all are believing for this place to be full, for the gym to be full. Amen. And I don't usually preach on giving much, but if you can give towards that gym, we need it. Amen. Children need the word of God. The youth need the word of God. And they're not like me. They like to shoot baskets. They like to run and play jump rope, you know. We're going to see that full, amen. We're going to see this house full. I want to go to one last. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. And this was mentioned in the Wednesday night Bible study about the love of God and what the love of God is. And I believe Sister Mary said, you put your name in there when it says love. But let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. I'm just going to read the whole chapter. There's only 13 verses. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, King James says charity, but love, same word, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Without love, I'm nothing. Amen. Just making a lot of noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profited me nothing. Love, or we could put Roy, or we could put your name in there. Roy suffereth long and is kind. Roy envieth not, Roy vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. And unseemly means rudely, he's not rude to people. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil or keeps no account of evil or evil things done to us. Forgetting those things which were behind, amen. Rejoicing not in iniquity, but rejoicing in the truth. I love this one. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Those that endure to the end shall be saved. Amen. Love or Roy or love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When Jesus shall be come, we shall know it all. Amen. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Praise God. First of all, I got to ask, is there anyone that needs Jesus in their heart today? Is there anyone here that has not accepted the Lord as their Savior? If not, I would like to give you a minute. Can somebody play something lightly? But I'd like to give anybody the chance, the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. If there's nobody, if everybody here knows the Lord, I'd like to give you a chance. If you need a healing in your body, whatever you need, if you need prayer, please come. Yes, brother. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, will you come with me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brandon, yeah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch them, Lord, from the top of the head to the bottom of their feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! It ain't over, you two. It's not. Satan's been fighting, been hitting your bodies.
Thank you, God.
Because he knows that y'all are powerful witnesses. And y'all been praying for many people. Many people I've talked about. Y'all been praying and God's moving. God's moving in their lives. You're praying for your son and for different people. God's moving. God's turning the situation around. God's turning your health situation around. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I want to pray for y'all. It's, you know, the ministers minister a lot to others, but sometimes they need to be ministered to. Amen. God sees your prayers. God sees your work. Y'all are doing a lot of work. I know y'all go out. God's moving. You don't know how many people you've touched by your song. You don't know. A lot of people don't ever say nothing. They listen, they leave. But you leave something in their hearts. Amen. Keep doing the work, amen. I know y'all get tired. I know y'all get weary. But keep doing the work, amen. Amen. Keep singing the song just like y'all sang today. That was so anointed, amen. Amen. Come here, bro, Tony. Hey, bro, you can go places I can't go, amen. Amen. You know people I don't know. Probably they wouldn't accept me. But God has people. I think you've seen these people.
Yes.
Keep preaching to them.
Amen.
They growl at you and they say, hurt. Keep smiling and preaching, brother.
Amen.
Keep smiling and preaching. Amen. Because we were there one time, weren't we?
Yes.
We know that people can be saved.
Yes, we do.
You keep praying for them and you keep living it most of all, but you keep preaching to them, brother. I love you, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ma'am, do you need prayer? Hallelujah. Are you touching your body? Oh, okay. Lord, we pray for Randy, Lord. We pray your healing touch, your Holy Father, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Lord, touch his lady that came down, Lord, move in her life, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Just touch her, Lord, as she came down for another. Lord, touch her. Touch her as only you can do, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for a fresh anointing. Hey, you know the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what God can do. Hallelujah. Hey, you tell them about it. Hey, don't be quiet, sister. Don't be quiet. You tell them. You tell them. Sometimes you don't say what God's telling you to say. You say it. You say it. Hallelujah. You say what God tells you to say. Watch what God's going to do. Thank you, Lord. Y'all be praising God. He's